What is going on? Thank you so much for clicking on this podcast, and we are going to go straight into this. So here we are going to talk about Season 6 Apex Legends, and I'm sad at the fact that I haven't been able to play it. I know this is a little bit late, but I know I kind of have to do it. Season 6 is out, and I did a podcast, I think, on Season 5, on what I thought and the kind of things that were coming out. I didn't go into too much detail with everything specifically, but in this one, I'm going to do a breakdown on what's new and kind of some of the patches that are happening in Apex Legends. I'm so mad that, like, since I moved out, the reason why I haven't been able to play Apex Legends is because the PS4 that I was playing on is in my dad's house where I used to live before I moved into my apartment. So, I mean, I don't have a PS4 now, and I just haven't played. So, yeah, I mean, I think Season 6, from what I see, my good buddy Lewis has been messaging me about it and showing me the difference, checking there's a new energy weapon, as well as the Kraber having something and the R99 being buffed. It's crazy. I think it's legendary now. I can't even remember. So let's go straight into it. Season 6. Again, this is a little late, so I apologize, but there's a map update, World Edges update. I don't know what the specific updates are. I know there is the new kind of building. It looks like what it is a rocket ship. It has the label or the name Hammond. I don't know what that necessarily represents. I wonder if that's cool. I'm sure that has been probably used by Pathfinder really good. I'm just looking at it from right now. There's also a big ass air balloon that's next to it, looking like it's the same height as the building. So I'm sure there's a shit ton of action that goes on there. Damn, man, if you're looking at that shit, makes me want to play the game. Makes me want to be able to. Makes me want to be able to kind of do that. And shoot. Sorry about that noise. But, anyways, yeah, so I want to be able to play that map. It looks super cool. I think this is looking like it is in the area with. Damn, I don't even remember the map anymore, man. Like, I forget the different names and shit. But it's supposed to be an upgrade of, I think it is drill site. It says that their world edge, which changes the dome, drill site, and other points of interest. So that's pretty cool. Now it's going to the new legend Rampart, looking like she has a massive ass weapon. As a 21-year-old British Indian blue collar private business owner, with a big gun in a backpack. So that's pretty cool. A full strap of metal to get by dangerous all of us world of Outlands. It says her modded shields and knowledge of heavy weapons. Shoot, I guess her passive is a modded ladder. Rampart has increased magazine capacity and fast reloads when using LMGs and the minigun. So I'm guessing, I wonder if that's for every single character, if that's just her. I'm sure it's just her. Oh wow, that's pretty good then. So you get an increase in the amount of bullets you have and faster reloads, which in Apex you already know how beneficial that is, and when using LMGs and minigun, but that's why it's only with LMGs. I mean, you can use that with a Spitfire. Seems like it would smack. It says the modded loader also increases the amount of shots before overheating occurs and improves cooling when using the L-Star. Oh, okay. So that means you can even have more shots, and I'm sure that the cooling down on the L-Star is probably quicker, so you're able to fucking kind of spray everyone. Your tactical, it's called amped cover. Rampart builds a crouch cover wall, which deploys a full cover amped wall that blocks incoming shots. Oh, that's good if you're probably in the open or you get ambushed. I'm sure that's a way to kind of be able to use that. Let me see. A max of 5 amped walls can be deployed at a time. So I'm guessing since there's 5, the walls aren't that hard to kind of destroy or take down. Her ultimate is called Emplaced Minigun. Again, Rampart places a mounted minigun that anyone can use with high ammo capacity and a long reload time. Oh, okay, that's pretty tight. Max of 3 miniguns can be deployed at a time. So that means your full squad can have a fucking minigun and spray the shit. The new weapon, let's kind of go into this, because I'm super excited. It's called the Volt SMG. I'm guessing it is an energy gun SMG kind of based weapon. Let's see, let's see. Yeah, it says the first energy based SMG to see regular use in Frontier. The Volvo allows the operator to fire a salvo of energy based ammunition, decreasing drag and making it possible to hit multiple targets with a short window. Interesting. Damn, I really wanted to play Apex, man. It's just been so long. I mean, the SMGs are pretty good. I mean, I'm a big fan of the R99 and the Prowler. Those are probably my go-to kind of combo, as well as my favorite weapons in the game. So this weapon says it has a decreasing in drag and making it possible to hit multiple targets with a short window. Interesting. Now there's this new crafting system. What the fuck is this? We all know the RNG gods are not always in your favor. With Season 6, you can craft and still find materials throughout the map via loot bins or material stations and take these to Replicator. Interesting. Isn't that a similar situation with Loba? It shares the ability to look at the loot that's on your bins in different areas. But this seems like find materials throughout the map, like loot bins or material stations, and take these to a Replicator. In the Replicator, you'll find 8 different pieces of loot that you can craft. Oh, so it's like building your own weapon. Sense, I think, if you have enough materials, it rotates on a weekly or daily basis, but you'll always be able to see what's currently craftable in game mode. So, like, there are map screen. Interesting. I wonder how that's being used, if it's even being used at all. I feel this is something that probably isn't, unless it's common or it's easy to be able to kind of put your different pieces of loot together. Okay, now we're gonna go straight down. I'm going to keep kind of scrolling through some of the website of Season 6 patch notes. So let's go read this. With Season 6, we're introducing some big changes to the way armor works in the game. First off, all armor in the game is Evo armor. Except the gold armor. Does that mean the gold armor is a bit weaker or a bit interesting? I wonder how the gold armor being played out through Season 6. They're probably going to be changing that throughout the next couple of months. When you find a white, blue, or purple armor on the ground, it's pre-leveled Evo armor. It can be picked up like normal. Well, so I feel that's going to be a big change in the game. Like, that changes Apex for sure. It changes on how hard or how difficult it's going to be. And I'm guessing getting an Evo armor, or it might be complete opposite, it might even balance it out. It might put it to where, because everyone has an Evo, it's always upgrading, so it's kind of a normal match, but it, I guess in a sense, evens it out. Let me see. It can be picked up like normal and continue to evolve. That armor is not on the ground move and can only be achieved through evolving. Okay, so that stayed the same for red armor. Gold armor is not part of the Evo armor track and is only found in rare locations as usual, so gold armor is the same. Another interesting change is that players spawn with level 0 Evo armor if you're getting gunfights right away and doing enough damage. Oh, okay, so that means that, so everyone does spawn with one, everyone's able to spawn with one, so if you're getting gunfights, you're obviously going to go into level into a white armor. Oh, okay, I see, so it's, you don't have armor, but when you shoot someone or you take someone out, you instantly get a level up into a white armor, and you can continue all the way to the red. So okay, that makes sense. That's weird that they're doing that now. So I mean, you don't even have to go and pick one up. You can just pick up a gun and start spraying people. So they kind of take away the, okay, I see. I can see why they eliminated the fact of just regular armors. Now it's just all Evo armors. When we think this will really help, we think this will really help with loot availability in the game without requiring players to drop hot when they don't want to. With all changes to the 6 players now have the opportunity to level up their shield through damage, luck, and groundwork, or through crafting. The last big difference is that all armor is coming down by 25 health. Ooh, okay, so that's going to be a big difference. 25 is a lot. This means that players with purple and gold armor have a 175 health, not 200. Or armor gets you to 200 health and you can no longer get to 225. Wow, that's crazy. Okay, so that's going to be, I think that's going to be a change. You're going to see, I think, a weakness in going against a person with with a high-level armor and won't be as intimidated because of that. But it says all armor, so I'm guessing that's with everyone. So if you see someone with a red armor, you gotta run. Or either that, or take them out, or fucking, you know, do what you gotta do, hunt them down. I mean, I'm someone who plays super aggressive, but that ends up getting killed sometimes. I haven't played that game in a minute. Really missing Apex Legends. Our goal is to bring the TK to a bit in order to better reward strategic positioning. Okay. So I can understand why they're doing that. New damage requirements. Damage to white, 50. Damage to blue, 125. Damage to purple, 250. And damage to red, 500. Interesting. Okay, let's see. They introduced cold sprays, are a new way to emote in the arena. By using emote move, you can throw down these legend-specific calling cards to taunt bested enemies or future challenges you're not to mess with. Oh, that's super tight. That's fun. Because that's like trolling. That's, they introduced trolling into this, into fucking Apex Legends. Okay. I fuck with that. Let's see. The Battle Pass. The Season Battle Pass includes the reactive Supersonic G7, the Bloodhound Road Warrior, 5 new Hollow Sprays, and new Skydive Emotes, Weapon Charms, and more. So that's pretty tight. The Quest. I was into the Quest in Season 5. I finished it all. So I'm curious to what they're going to do for Season 6. Follow the story from Season 5 Quest, now in full color, initiated comics, collect treasure packs, during and crafting metals, challenge from Apex packs, and a whole new suit of gun charms. Let's go down here. The Legends. This patch we're looking at in the Recon class, a class built around information gathering, should be powerful in VR when knowing the enemy is often difficult, life and death, but one of three legends in the Recon class, Pathfinder, Crypto, and Bloodhound, one dominates in terms of game performance. It's the robot. The robot dominates. So Pathfinder? Yeah, Pathfinder. Let's see. In this patch, we're mostly buffing Bloodhound as they needed the help the most. Really? I thought Bloodhound was one who really dominated throughout Season 5. He was really dangerous. He was one who was very intimidating going up against in Season 5, at least when I would go up against. Crypto's changes are a mixed bag, and we also find one bug we had to fix that was giving Crypto a hidden advantage. Interesting. I know using Crypto every time I use him, there's always sometimes I just like destroy with him. But that was awesome. Sometimes when you thought you were hitting the drone, you weren't really hitting the drone. And that is true. That does happen. I remember shooting the drone, I think I'd be hitting the drone and it just wouldn't be destroyed. So that's interesting that that's brought up and I didn't realize that. Between the buffs to Bloodhound Ultimate and the new utility Crypto games on his own, we hope to see a more diverse field of Recon Legends in the game. Alright, Recon class, all Recon Legends, Bloodhound, Crypto, and Pathfinder can now use survey beacons to get to the new location. Crypto can use his drone to instantly get this information. Okay, so now it's not just Pathfinder. Before it's just Pathfinder using survey beacons. I think the problem is that it takes a little while too, but many people weren't using the survey beacon, so I think that this is why they introduced it, because they want us gamers to be able to use the game as much, or everything in the game as much as possible, and to see what isn't and what is doing good. And survey beacon for sure was not being used at all, and you know it was beneficial to know where the ring is closing, but it's something that you just weren't really focused on. So let's go into Pathfinder. Let's see. Pathfinder context, giving all Recon Legends access to survey beacons makes Pathfinder less unique, and obviously we don't love that. For now, we're giving our friendly robot a small buff to his ultimate cooldown when he uses a survey beacon, but in the future, we're taking a look at Pathfinder, see what they can do to make him feel more unique. They're not really doing much with Pathfinder, but they are letting you know what's happening with him. Passive, each time Pathfinder scans a survey beacon, a throw cooldown, zip line gun is reduced. That's cool. So act like they're doing that to make you use the survey beacon, which I mean isn't a bad idea. Zipline gun cooldown reduced by 10 seconds. Each time Pathfinder scans a beacon up to 6 rings per game, the cooldown of zip gun will go from 120 seconds to 60. Oh, so it doesn't, 60 seconds, so it doesn't, it stays forever. That's good, that's beneficial. I'm guessing a lot of people are going to be using that. Bloodhound context. Bloodhound fulfills a very clear role in Apex Legends. They're the information gatherer and tracker, but currently their performance leaves a lot to be desired. In this patch, we wanted to double down on their ultimate being their big moment of becoming a godlike tracker, true. The hunter already gives up some information to the enemy when they scan into the ultimate and makes them know some sound. Yeah, the sound is a big deal for me, especially the ultimate. I feel his ultimate is very loud, so you know when Bloodhound is coming for you, or even when you activate your L1 and you can see everyone. You can see where it's coming from in a direction that kind of gives it up. So, and it says, so we think there's a room for a lot more power during the ultimate. I agree. Beast of the Hunt now gains even more duration when Bloodhound scores a knockdown or kill the ultimate about to run out. Oh, okay, so that means if you kill someone or score a knockdown, then your duration increases. That's good as fuck. Eye of the Offaller during the Beast of the Hunt, Eye of the Offaller comes out twice as fast and has as much shorter cooldown. Let's see, Crypto is particularly interesting. Recon character, the amount of information you can gather for his team is very high, but the fact that he has to switch over to a drone leaves him vulnerable and often at great distance from his team. That's true. I feel with Crypto, I've always had to kind of be in front of everyone, because when I go into my drone, my team's still like going in my direction or they're following me, but they keep going in front. You know, or they'll, you know, they'll end up going in a different area. We're not necessarily too close to each other, but I'm just by myself on the drone, which can be dangerous and can fuck you up real bad. Because he has no ability without his drone, we figure there's room for even more power when he's in his drone. Yeah, I think that's a good, great idea. People can activate and respawn until everything's in his drone, do it as instance and requiring your prolonged use. That's good. Make the surveillance drone slightly more consistent to hit, but also double its hit points. EMP will now slow teammates causing blasts even if they have no shields. This means that players who have used Revenant's death. Let me see who have used. Players who have used Revenant's death totem will also be slowed. Time. Let's go into Revenant. We're not going to see that dropping. The range restriction of death totem brought a lot more Revenant into play. That is true. I think taking that off, and that was just annoying as fuck, it really was. But we've been watching a particularly frustrating combo plan, professional level plans involving a squad of Revenant, Wraith, and Crypto. We're using three ultimates together, resulting in two back-to-back runs at the enemy team that they can do a very little about. We've attacked part of the Crypto EMP change, but here's the other part aimed at making his play less overwhelming. Death Totem, for 2 seconds after being recalled by a Death Totem, Craig cannot use Wraith Dimensional Rift. Interesting, is it because, I'm guessing it's because Revenant, Wraith, and Crypto is very, it's a very interesting combo, and they can work together real great if you put them together. I'm guessing that's what kind of happened. Let's see, here's Octane. Stim, can you cannot use Stim while healing, but Stim will not remove the slow you incur from healing. Okay, that, I mean, I guess it's not too big of a, and then you're, you know, not too much of a focus on Octane. Loba, let's see. While Loba was initially very popular, she was struggling to keep up more recently, so we're tossing her a little buff. That is true. I noticed that in Season 5, throughout the ending of it, that Loba wasn't really a big character really cared for. If you're curious why we've chosen to buff her ultimate rather than attack them, we're seeing that she has decent combat success, but what seems with her on them is don't win as much as, say, teams with Lifeline or Watson. It suggests to us that her combat utility isn't doing enough. Lower cooldown from 3 minutes to 90 seconds, which is, I think, pretty good. Gilbert Giddy, they did increased cooldown from 3 minutes to 4.5 minutes. Interesting. Bangalore, Rolling Thunder, decreased cooldown from 0.45 minutes to 3 minutes. That's a great one because Bangalore takes way too much and it takes way too long. If you can consistently be using it, then yeah, it's effective, but I wouldn't agree with the 4.5 minutes. I like that they decrease it to 3 minutes, so that's good. Let's see, with Wraith, Dimensional Rift increased ultimate from 150 seconds to 210 seconds, meaning 2.5 minutes to 3.5 minutes. So that's interesting on how that's going to work out with Wraith. That's really going to make a difference. I'm sure it will, because that's a whole... that's a whole other minute. Watson, intercepted pylon, trophy system will not shoot down caustic barrels and fly if they would have landed inside the range of trophy. Not too bad. Loot, there is extended energy max now. and Turbocharged pop up. So I think they brought that to that. They brought that back up, updated Precision Choke, removed Precision Choke from Loophole. It will now be integrated into a triple tech and piece group by default, Resident Evil on and off the choke. Oh, so you can now choose on and off. That's tight as fuck on the choke. Oh, now that can be played, but I feel interesting. In supply drop, R99, the damage increase from 11 to 12, increased magazine to 32, and ammo reserve 160. Jesus Christ. R99 is still my favorite gun, Mike. It's so fun to use, and just the rate of fire is amazing. Let's see, out of supply drop, it's a ground loot, devotion. Clip size reduced back to original values. Okay, let me see. Blah, blah, blah. So updated loot, sniper ammo increased pickup from 8 to 12, increased stack size from 16 to 24, energy ammo reduced amount picked up from 30 to 20. Sorry, I gotta pick my mom real quick, she's calling me like crazy. Sorry, give me one moment. Alright, so yeah, so the sniper ammo was definitely increased, which is good. I think they want people to use, I mean, just a bit more, and you can just snipe it. I was recently using it on season 5 throughout the ending. I started using them just a bit, like the triple take, because that shit smacks, but the thing is, I'd be spamming it, so my ammo just goes away. Energy ammo is reduced amount to pick up from 30 to 20. Here is the weapon updates. Let's see. The hemlock got reduced into vertical recoil in burst mod. Interesting, slightly reduced recoil pattern, second and third shots, so first kick less, so meaning the first couple of shots are gonna be less than the first. Sorry, my mom's texting me. And the next couple of shots on the hemlock are probably the ones where it ends up taking down the enemy, not the first couple of shots. Let's see, burst mode between 32 to 28. Charge rifle will now use 2 ammo per shot, increased mag 4 to 8. Triple take buff, awesome. Triple take's the best. Increased fire rate 1.25 to 1.4. Increased mag size, let me see. Oh, as well, they built the choke into the hop-up, so you can just enable or disable it, whichever you prefer. The Peacekeeper built the choke up into weapon default, same thing. Spitfire improved recoil controllability, which is good. The Spitfire definitely had that. Let's see, Havoc. Let's see what they did to the Havoc. Updated Havoc with a new recoil pattern. The Havoc's existing recoil pattern had constant horizontal movement, that means it would be either be too difficult to control if there's too much recoil, or far too easy to control if there's too little recoil. Updating to a new pattern with more consistent time with existing recoil patterns. Meaning the way, if you go into the practice lobby, then you just shoot at a wall with any gun, and you can see its recoil patterns. That's what it's saying here. It's saying that it changed the direction in which it used to be. So it used to be horizontal, left to right, now it is. I'm guessing it is vertical now or something, so it's up and down, so that's going to change that gun for sure. Mozambique, increased size from 3 to 4, I guess that's pretty good. P2020, increased damage from 13 to 15, decreased hammer point damage for sure, increased mag size. The Prowler, slightly reduced vertical recoil in burst mode, which is good because when you shoot the Prowler, it goes in an upward motion. It goes in a vertical motion, which can be super annoying, but it can also get you that headshot, don't get me wrong. Increased horizontal recoil in auto mode. Interesting. That's good. That means it's left and right when you put it in automatic, but not the same when it is in a three-round burst. Let's see. Quality of life. They improve. It says, World Edge received performance improvements. That's what you're on the tree, the dome, skyhook, looking towards the center of the map. Supply drop weapons are in the new Harlem tier, red to avoid confusion. The fully kitted guns, which will remain gold. Let's see, alterations were made with the ring to prevent late zones from entering unplayable terrain, reduce the predictability of zone holds. Interesting. They fixed bugs with Bangalore, Bloodhound, Caustic, Crypto, Gibby, Lobo, Mirage, Octane, Pathfinder, Revenant, Wraith. Jesus. So let's kind of do this and see what it sees. So Bangalore fixed an issue with the Katrina and Killing Machine skin obscuring views from ADS with hollow scopes. Find an exploit with being able to see through smoke when looking through a chain link fence. Interesting. Bloodhound fixed an issue with Bloodhound being able to get an additional ultimate when using a Wraith ultimate. I'm guessing that was a bug I never really noticed. Crypto or Caustic fixed an issue with dash hat clipping into mobile respawn beacons. Oh, interesting. Fixed an issue with Revenant and Pathfinder taking less damage from Nox gas. Crypto fixed an issue. I never really noticed the Caustic issue with Revenant or Pathfinder. I never really realized that. Crypto fixed an issue. VX show false positive when hitting Crypto's drone. Fixed an issue with Crypto being able to use a drone when using Lobo's black market. Fixed an issue with AMP not destroying Lobo's black market. Did a geo pass to help prevent Crypto's drone from clipping into walls. I never realized any of those except the first one, which I did notice. Gibby fixed an issue with Gibby's airstrike. Maker something they're creating inside of buildings, which is like a glitch pretty much. Lobo fixed an issue with Lobo's black market not being pingable. Fixed an issue with enemies getting teleported with Lobo when they melee her when she teleports. Seems like Mirage had a four different kind of issues that they ended up fixing. It says fixed an issue with decoy flying rapidly across the ground when players take control of the gun tower geyser. Fixed an issue with a decoy looking natural when players use the zip line. Issues with decoys getting launched into air while players break portal. Fixed where Mirage's decoys will sometimes not deploy while skydiving. Interesting. I never had any of those issues really. Octane fixed an issue with jump packs occurring when placed on ordinances. True, that did happen very often. I'm like, what? And I won't be able to use my ultimate again. That was annoying. Fixed an issue with jump packs occurring when placed under loot ticks. Yeah, both of those. Pathfinder says hi, friend. They removed that, I'm guessing. Revenant fixed an issue with enemies getting teleported with Revenant when they melee him before he teleports back to Death Totem. Interesting. Wraith fixed an issue with the Wraith portals pushing players beneath Geo when a death box is on the other end. Fixed an issue with the Wraith tactical losing velocity when pressing the fire button during tactical. Fixed an issue with Death Totem and portal are too close to each other, causing players to auto enter upon Death Totem recall. Crazy with the amount of things that they fix. Every season there's always different things they introduce, different things that are fixed, and they're hoping to kind of make the game better. What my favorite thing about this that they introduced is the hollow sprays. I think that's tight because I would be using that for sure and fucking with people all the time. And I think that's a great thing when I have Battle of Apex Legends and how they've been doing everything. Shout out to Apex Legends, they're doing great. I think they're gonna keep improving and doing different things. I don't know how it's really working. I haven't played the game, I don't know if these are even, you know, working great or not. So, you know, everything I kind of just said was just based off my opinions and things I played from season 5. I've been playing Apex Legends since season 1, so I've been up to date with everything and I've always had. I love this game, it's one of my favorite games, and it's super awesome. So thank you so much. I'm going to end this podcast right here, but thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate you. If you definitely want to get a podcast with me going, you can definitely download the Anchor app, create an account, and you can actually send me a message on the Anchor app, and I'll get it. And if you want to go to a podcast about Apex Legends, you definitely can, or if you want to play. I mean, I don't know when we have at the moment. I'm in my apartment. I have COVID, so I can't go to my dad's and go play. So I'll have to wait on that. If you want to do that, if you want to get a podcast going about Apex Legends, you definitely can. I think it's super awesome. I love this. I love doing podcasts about Apex, and it's always fun, and I hope you enjoy it as well. So again, thank you so much, and until next time, stay safe in this pandemic. And yeah, until next time.